All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So today is Monday, October 24th. And again, there's a lot going on. You see on Friday, stocks rallied and finished their best week since June. But this week, earnings season is kicking into high gear. And on Friday, we have a super important inflation report. So how will the markets react? And even more importantly, how are we going to trade this? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So because of this, we got a lot of trading experience. And we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets and hope that it helps you. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now with that, let's take a look at the markets and what's happening here. So we're looking at the S&P 500, Mark. What do you think about these crazy moves over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been wild. And last week was crazy, just like you mentioned. We're really all over the place. But the major indices saw their biggest weekly gains since June. So in spite of the volatility and back and forth, the Dow was up 4.9% for the week. You have the S&P up right now, right?
Yeah.
So S&P up 4.7 for the week. And at least so far, there's a little bit of follow through.
It seems so. So the key question is this massive reversal that we saw after the bad inflation data, is this really the bottom right now? Will we rally from there or what's happening?
Well, you know, this is anybody's guess, right? I wouldn't want to say, hey, this is a bottom. However, such a major sharp reversal in the market like that is typically what we see when there's a little bit of a panic and then buyers step in. And we talked about it when we were in Cayman. Marcus, you saw some data that said this type of move, this type of reversal has only happened a handful of times. And typically it's down the next day, which it was. And then at the end of the week, it's positive, which it was. And then at the end of the week or at the end of the month, excuse me, it's positive, which we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. So, I mean, right now there's basically three things moving the markets right now. And I mean, over the weekend, we had some news out of China that President Xi will run for another term or will actually be in charge for the next 5 years. So this is where everybody says, okay, so some Chinese tech stocks are getting hammered this morning, like Baba, JD.com, because he has been cracking down on this. But then the other big focus is earnings. And we have a big earnings week, right? I mean, this is where earnings kick into high gear this week.
Yeah, I mean, the focus is definitely going to be on earnings. And you know what? It's kind of interesting, Marcus, because did anybody really think that the situation in China was going to be different? I didn't hear that there was any, alternative to President Xi becoming, the next president. I thought that's kind of guaranteed when you're dealing with that type of government. So it's weird that there's so much of a reaction, at least with Chinese stocks, in my opinion. And there is a little bit of a carryover there. But in the U.S., definitely all about earnings this week.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have General Motors, Coca-Cola, UPS, JetBlue, all before the bell. Tomorrow afternoon, then we have Google, Microsoft, Mattel reporting. Then on Wednesday, we have Meta reporting, Facebook. Then on Thursday, we have Apple and Amazon reporting. So really, really big week. And then also on Friday, we have the core PCE. Let's talk about this for a moment. Let me just bring up the economic calendar. So Friday, that's kind of the big one, the core PCE price index.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where, in addition to earnings, the Fed interest rates, what the Fed will do is the next big item that traders are focused on. And PCE price index is a key measure of inflation that the Fed looks at in addition to CPI and PPI data. You could argue that it's the most favorable indicator or data point that the Fed looks at for inflation.
Yeah, and it's also the last data point that they get before their meeting, because if you look at the countdown to the FOMC, we're only 9 days away. So next Wednesday, the FOMC will, the Fed will let us know how much they will raise interest rates. And right now, market participants are factoring in. It's almost certain that it will be 75 basis points. And so I don't expect any surprises there, but it's more like, what will they do in the December meeting? And that's the next meeting. And this is where traders are going back and forth. And basically, I mean, it used to be 50-50, about 0.5% in December. So does it mean they will slow down, or will they keep raising interest rates 75 basis points?
Yeah, I mean, if the 75 basis point hike at the November 2nd meeting doesn't happen, it's going to be a huge shock to the markets. 50 basis point, markets are going to rally, goes crazy. If they come in at 100, they're going to tank. Like you said, 75 is priced in. But the two key things that traders are looking at, what will they do in December? And also, when will the hikes peak and then come back down? And so right now, it looks like we're staying put pretty much at high rates all through 2023. And traders are betting on a drop or a decrease in December of 2023. So any insider news or comments from the Fed to change that picture could also have an impact on the markets.
Yeah, and if you look at the 10-year yield, it is rising again this morning, now trading at 4.25%. So, I mean, not as high as on Friday, but I mean, we're definitely at high elevated levels that we haven't seen since, 2008. So it has been 25 years that we have been trading at these levels. And right now, this is where we're going back. I mean, market participants think that we will arrive at a terminal rate of 4.9%. And this terminal rate means, when will the Fed stop raising interest? And this has crept up from 4.7% to 4.9%. And therefore, markets are just super nervous.
Absolutely. And you would think that over the years, they'd figure out how to not have an earnings week like this week, where all the biggies are reporting, right? I mean, this is going to be the craziest week. Well, there could always be surprises in a future week. But as far as the big hitters go, this week is just huge. It's huge. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, all in the same week. Look out.
Yeah. And here we're looking at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini NASDAQ. And we see that yesterday when the market started trading again, at first, sharp increase, but then pretty much a decline until the European session started. And then during the European session, a little bit of bounce back. And we just see markets are super nervous. And if you're looking at the S&P 500 for today, we see, yeah, we're up 0.5%, but a little bit all over the place.
We really are. And I mean, the NASDAQ negative, just a little bit of a disconnect. So hitting hard on the NASDAQ in the red, but Dow up nicely, S&P all over the place. And so definitely a disconnect between the Dow and tech right now.
Yeah. So let's take a look at our trading and go to PowerX Optimizer here. So right now, I'm in three positions, and let me just zoom out a little bit so that I can show them to you. So one of them being Google. So we are both in Google at different prices. So for me, it's the 108 that I bought Google at, and you bought it at 103.50.
Yeah, and last week, I think we mentioned it in Friday's video, but last week, I decided to roll my 104 calls. So I collected 55 cents originally on those 104s. I was able to roll them to this Friday's expiration, getting $1.90 on that roll. So really happy with that premium. I mean, just those two trades bringing down my break even, essentially $2.50, $2.25. So I'm content with that. We'll see what earnings bring, but Google positive for the day. Marcus, you are looking at calls.
Well, I did this morning because I looked at the calls that I can sell above my assigned price. I was assigned with 1,200 shares at 108. And this morning I saw it was possible to sell the 110 and I actually got 55 cents for that. So 37%, what does it mean? It means that based on my position size here, I collected $660 in premium. Now, if Google will stay or will climb above 110, I'm getting called away and I'm making an extra $2,400. So this could be, at the end of the week, either a $3,060 gain or at a minimum $660. Because if Google closes below 110, I definitely keep the $660 in premium. So I'm very, very happy with this. And I was looking at this. There were several opportunities, so I could actually decide to not only trade the 1010 or the 110. I could have also gone to the, let's go here, to the 108, get actually a dollar. So this would have been $1,200 that I could have received, but then no potential on making money on the stock. And we analyzed Google earnings last week. There's a high probability that Google might pop after earnings. And again, as traders, we never know. We're playing the probabilities, and that's what we're looking for. So I'm playing the probability that Google will pop after earnings. And it seems I'm not the only one, because it seems that quite a few other traders are considering that Google might actually rally after the earnings report.
Yeah, and I remember last week you were looking at the 108 and the 167 in premium, which would give you $2,000. But you know, this time, by going a couple of strikes above your assignment price, like you said, it gives you an opportunity to make some money on the stock, also get some guaranteed premium that brings your break even down. I think it's nice because there have been a couple of weeks where you haven't been able to sell calls being assigned at 108 versus my assignment price. And if you do get that pop, that gain on the stock easily makes up for those weeks that were slim. Me, on the other hand, I just wanted to bring my break even down as much as possible.
Yeah. And again, I mean, 110 is definitely a stretch. But if you look at the earnings analysis, and this is where here, we need to see, okay, how much did it react the next day? And we see that not after the August earnings, but after the May earnings, it popped actually 18%. Then it popped 6%, it popped 8%. So it can happen. Because if you look at this 7-day closing price change, I mean, to the upside, often double digits, while to the downside, most often just single digits. So I see a little bit more potential here to the upside. And this is why I decided to sell the 110 and go above my assigned price.
I like that. The average gain after 7 days, what's that?
The average gain after 7 days, let's see right here, it's 14% over the last 12 quarters.
There you go. $14. Google at 114.
Boom. Done. There it is. No, I mean, this is why I say it's not really a stretch for Google to move up to 110. It looks like a lot. And again, we'll see. Worst case, I'm getting $660 and I'm happy with this. Now, Nvidia is another position that I'm in. So let's take a look at Nvidia. And that's actually very interesting because I got assigned at some point. Let me see if I can bring this up again. I thought that I had quite a few things marked on it. Let me just see if I bring it up this way, or if I go back to Google first and then to Nvidia, because I had a really nice annotations on the chart. Nope, they don't seem to pop up there. Anyhow, so I was assigned at 195, and then I was able to lower my cost basis by buying more shares to 160.91. So that's where my cost basis is right now by flying a rescue mission. And I'm still thinking about buying more shares at 120. But I just don't want to buy shares, right? I mean, that's where we're trading the wheel. That's where we like to sell puts and then get assigned. And that worked really well for me last week.
Yeah, you were able to get some real nice premium. I know you were watching it again today, and Nvidia hanging in there.
Yeah, so this is where I'm thinking about just selling more 120 puts with the intention of getting assigned. And earlier, the 120 puts were already trading at $3.50. Right now, it's at $2.50. I mean, it would give me 150% annualized, but I want to wait. I mean, this morning when we talked with our mastermind members and traded live, you said, wait for it. You might see $5 or $6.
Exactly.
And I might. I mean, this is where we want to actually sell puts on a down day. And today it's more diddling along. I mean, if you're looking at the NASDAQ was down. This is where at this point I was looking at selling more puts on NVIDIA to bring my cost basis down. But then right now it rallied back up almost where we opened, and the NASDAQ is trying to push a positive for the day.
Just there. Yep. There it is. It's positive.
Oh, not for me yet. No. It was positive. Oh, almost there. Okay, 0. Okay.
Well, you get the idea.
So that's why I'm holding off here, especially since we do have major tech companies reporting earnings here. And I mean, we know that NVIDIA is a tech stock, so I want to wait and see of what's happening here and if I can get some more premium. I'm not in a rush. My break even on NVIDIA, if you go back there. So my NVIDIA on break even, my break even on NVIDIA is 145. So I'm very happy with this. I'm not too far away from my break even. So not really a big concern. And I'm not in a rush right now to massively get more premium and bring down my cost basis. If I can, great. But not rushing it.
You have a pretty nice channel there too, showing that it could pull back a little bit. But I know that getting that break to the upside would be beneficial as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about Google, and why did I decide to do the 110 call versus the 108 call? And if you would like to know more of how I think about this, take a look at this video. Nope, not this video. This video right here. Because on this video, I explain exactly of how I decide whether I want to sell calls at my cost basis or above. So check it out, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.